We are heading into the summer of 2021, and we have lots of good news about heading into the summer of 2021. We're starting to get back to quasi-normal, one of the big normals, and you can see it already in the cars that are on our road around here on the weekends, and that is Lime Rock Park is beginning another great season. This weekend, of course, they have their very, very, very big Memorial Day weekend racing. And Skip Barber has joined us right now. Skip, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Marshall.
You know, we've heard some exciting news come out of Lime Rock Park over the past couple of months. First, the reorganization and the sale of the park. But something that really caught my eye was that Lime Rock has entered into a long-term partnership with a European car parts online retailer, FCP Euro. That, to me, sounds really significant. Explain exactly what that means for the people that are listening now.
Well, let me tell you who they are, first off. They are a Connecticut online automobile parts company that sells original equipment parts. That means they sell the same stuff that comes on a new car, European cars. Do it online, guarantee it for life. All Connecticut people, a really fast-growing, good business, good people for us to be associated with.
Yeah, I think once more you look at the Lime Rock Park and the more associations like you have, that is the better. Well, you've got this big weekend coming up this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and we got together. You gave me a call last week, and for people that are going to go to the track, you are offering COVID-19 vaccinations for free.
Well, that's generous of you. The state of Connecticut is.
Okay.
They're going to use us as a vaccination center all 4 days, Friday through Monday. Vaccinations are free, no insurance. You have to be 12, that's it. You can be from any state. They set out to do this for the people that are here this weekend. I'm trying to make it really available to people to come just for that. The downside of what I'm trying to do is you have to buy a ticket to get in. The good news is if you can come on Sunday, the ticket's almost nothing. It's $10. Kids under 16 are always free.
You know, I think why this is a good idea is that you would say you have 20,000 people there and they're from all over the country. It is a great way to get the percentage of people vaccinated up. And you know, you have a certain crowd that's going to come in and see you. This is a race that people like to come from all over the country to see. So not only does it help local vaccinations and Connecticut vaccinations, but it helps in the big picture as well.
In reality, most of the participants, the drivers, the crews, their immediate fans, if you will, are from out of state. Yeah, and I like that. I like that.
So you must look forward after what happened with last year to the actual beginning, where once again fans unencumbered can come to the track. I mean, you don't have any limits, right?
We have no limits. We had an early start to not having many limits because we did such a good job last year. I mean, that's bragging, but it's true. The state of Connecticut told us we were the absolute gold standard for public events, and we have been so careful. We're still encouraging people to wear masks, certainly inside in a building. But we don't have mass police anymore, which we had all last year.
Now, this is the Trans Am Memorial Day Classic, which is going to run the whole weekend, the 28th through the 31st. And what's great about this weekend is that it involves so many different types of racing.
Yes, it's a mix of Trans Am, and the Trans Am itself has four different classes. The best day is Monday, where the Trans Am cars are basically, they're very similar, and it's all Camaros, Mustangs, and Dodge Chargers, all with the same size V8 motor. It's incredibly close racing. But also on the weekend is vintage racing. On every day. So that's a neat mix.
You know, Skip, when I was growing up, my Uncle Glenn was a racer. He had a Triumph that he used to race. But I used to love, back in those days, going to the Trans Am races and seeing all the great drivers that were in that series and hear those cars when they're going around the track, and then you have the rolling start and the thunder of all those Trans Am cars. To me, was always just one of the most exciting moments that I always experienced at Lime Rock Park.
I think it was the most popular racing in Lime Rock's history.
Yeah, it was amazing. I even remember when Sam Posey had to fly in one day from the Indianapolis.
That was standard. You raced at Indy on Sunday and Lime Rock on Monday.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So so that's the first event of the season. But let's get back once again to what you've come up with the state of Connecticut, and that is the vaccinations. If you're going to Lime Rock Park, you'll be able to get vaccinated for free if you're 12 and up. And if you're not vaccinated and you want to go to Lime Rock Park, Sunday would be the day to do it, because the admission ticket is only $10, and you get to have a blast right there with that and also get your vaccination. And what's great about this is people don't have to worry. If there's two vaccinations, everything's going to be set up for them, so they don't have to worry about that in the future, right?
Well, it's a little better than that. You have a choice. You can get the J&J vaccination, which is a one-time deal, or you can get Pfizer, your first shot, and they will set you up for the second one. And by the way, we're giving everybody a voucher for the concession stand to make this a little bit less painful.
All right.
Who gets a vaccination?
Yeah. And next up will be your the Northeast Regional SDCA race in June 11th and 12th. And IMSA, the Northeast Grand Prix, is back in July, right?
Correct.
And let's talk about this. Really scares me. Historic Festival 39, Labor Day weekend. Is it really 39 of them?
It is, and this year we're featuring Porsche, and we've got a lot of beautiful and vintage Porsches coming, particularly for the Concours on Sunday.
Well, once again, it's great to have Lime Rock back itself as a racing headliner. But Skip, once again, what it does to the economy with all these businesses locally starting to come back from a year of COVID and a year of losing money, what it does for the economy around here, the restaurants, the retail, and the inns, is truly amazing.
You know, I hope for great participation locally, but gosh, places like restaurants are having trouble getting help.
Yeah,
and that's a huge deal for us. We have just enough people to do the weekend, but it's not unusual to have, you know, college age kids call in sick or whatever, and you know, we're going to struggle.
Well, this weekend, once again, Friday is practice and qualifying. Race day flex is on the 29th and 31st. The Royals, now this is something that you do each year, which is great. And this is where the local public could really go and have a great time. $10 for the Sunday Royals Garage Show, which is on Sunday. And they always pick a charity as well, right?
Correct. They get mostly muscle cars, mostly American cars, but a good variety. And it's a nice low-key show with really good cars.
Well, if you want more information, folks, limerock.com is the website, limerock.com. And, Skip, it's great to say welcome back to Lime Rock Park this year.
Thank you, Marshall. Thank you.